Some of us try hard.
Okay,
we didn't do well last night. I made it to the first half an hour.
We're up to the Tezvov and Aleph. We had a few opinions here about when is the Esig, if it's equal to a tree that you go after when the year it blossoms, or we treat like a Yedek. We go after the Lakita. There are a number of opinions. When is the Shana for an Esig? About 10 lines from the top of Tezvov and Aleph. Shvat, in the month of Shvat, which we had in the Mishnah. So he said, yeah, but what I meant to ask was, there's two Shvats. There's a Shvat Chadashim, literally the lunar Shvat, a Shvat Kufa, or the seasonal Shvat, which is, the Rashi says, it's a month after the Kufa's Tevet, the winter starts, and that's when Shvat begins. Amalei said to him, the Chadashim, we mean Pasha, the lunar one. Even though it's only a month into the season, nevertheless, it's considered Roiv Gishmeshan already went by. The next generation he asked, what happened to the leap year? So what's the shy of the leap year? Because by a leap year, the Shvat, usually Shvat now is really addition. The whole idea of a leap year is because the seasons are coming in late. There's a season. So really, if you need the temperate that the climate that you have in Shvat normally on a leap year, that kind of a climate you have in the first month of Adar. So maybe in a leap year we should wait till Rosh Chodesh Adar or Tuba Adar before we have the year. It's only seven, and the cycle of 19 only have seven leap years, so obviously the majority of it is not leap year. Omer Rabba, Esig Bashishi. Rabba comes along and says, and we'll later try to work out who does Rabba follow. Because right now the Gemara is back to the thing that either an Esig is completely like a tree or Esig is completely like a vegetable. No, but it's always go basa chanata, or you always go after lakita when you collect it. So Rabba, who makes a distinction between Meisen and Shemitah, the Gemara, what's going on here? Omer Rabba, Esig Bashishi is an Esig that blossomed in the sixth year. Shenichnas al Shvi is, and you collected it in the seventh year, so is it considered a Shemitah or not? Why is it potter from beer? It's quite obvious because it's considered a sixth year fruit because we look at the blossoming. So then the difficulty becomes, so why should be potter from meiser? Should be chayv from meiser? We'll soon see. But then he continues, but a seventh year for Esther that went into the eighth year, so it blossomed in the seventh year. And you picked it in the eighth year. Because it's considered a seventh year, you go after the blossoming, and it's a Shemitah fruit, so therefore you chayev a beer. So from the second half of the Rabbah's din, it's clear that he holds you go after the Chanotah, after it blossomed. So therefore it makes it very difficult the first half when he says that the sixth year, you go in the seventh year, you put it for Meiser. Why would you put it for Meiser? It blossomed in the sixth year when you chayev a Meiser, you should be chayev. I understand the Sefer Luchumri, you're saying you're being machmer, you're saying you go after Chanotah, and as a result of that, you're being machmer. Fine. El Reisha, the Reisha, if you're going after Chanotah, then Pturim and Abir. Why are you putter from beer? You're being makel. You're saying that the sixth year, we don't have to worry about beer. In other words, you're saying it's not only a chumra, you're not, you doubt, you know for a fact. We go after the blossoming. It's a halacha. And since the blossom the sixth year, there's no shmita. So explain to me why you putter my sister. Am I, Damrin? And what's the reason it must be? Because we say zil basach, and not you go after the blossoming. Why in the sixth year you're telling me that you're putter from my sister? If it blossoms the sixth year, should be chayib. Amalei said to him, you're right. Technically, it's a sixth-year fruit, but what happens probably when you're picked in the seventh year? Because everything in your field is hefker. You make everything hefker, even though this esrogi, you don't have to make it hefker. But people of Amaratzim, they don't understand, and they walk in, they see this tree, right away think it's hefker, and they ruin the tree. There's nothing to give meiser because they behave with the tree as if it's hefker, and hefker you put for meiser, even though technically it's not hefker because it's a sixth-year fruit. Hakol mimashvim bo, everyone touches it. The at omret to chay meiser, you want to tell me chay meiser? It can't be. But Rav Amnuna, says, Abbas Shishis Shanichneses Lashvis, if a 6 year fruit goes into the seventh year, Rav Amnuna says, I agree with Rabba, but one difference. I owe that a 6 year fruit goes in the seventh year, Lo Oilam Shishish. It's considered a 6 year fruit. In other words, we go after the blossoming, which means that you are potter from beer, but you are chayv and maisa. Since technically it is chayv and maisa, I don't care people behave as if it's hefker, but halachically it's not hefker. Halachically, chayv and maisa. You make sure you give maisa from that tree. So in other words, we'll see. He learns like Rabba. The only thing is, since the poil is not hefker, but people behave with it as hefker, how do we look at it from a halachic perspective? When the bashvi is anichnesel shmi, 70 going to 8 here, lo oilam shvi is because you're after the blossoming. Meis Rav Shimon Yehuda. Rav Shimon asks a question. Rav Shimon says, "Mishra Rav Shimon, name Rav Shimon, Eslig Bar Shishi, Shenichneses L'Shviya, 6 year blossoming, 7 year picking." But two of the potter, the ma'aser up two of beer. It's treated like a 6 year. We potter from beer. Why you potter? Why you potter? We understand you go after the blossoming. So why are you potter from ma'aser? She ain't loch dover. He says the reason is you don't find anything. She chayim ma'aser that you chayim ma'aser. Unless you grew at a time when you chayim ma'aser and you picked it at a time of chayim ma'aser. Here, since you picked it in the 7th year when shmitah, therefore, elikin God will bechiv and ilki bechiv. So therefore, over here it didn't happen. That's why you potter. But a bash shviyish and ichneset l'shmini. But a 7th year went to the 8th year. Peturim ben ma'aser because you look at the blossoming. It's a 7th year fruit. Peturim ben abir. Lochay, why you potter the abir? If you go after the blossoming, it's a 7th year fruit. So the chayde, it should be chayiv and beer because it's a 7th year fruit. So you tell you know why? She ain lecha dover. There is no such thing. She chayiv be beer. You're not chayiv be beer unless you grew and picked it in the same as man chayiv. Elegant gadol b'shvis v'nilki b'shvis, which is the chayiv different than Rav Nuna. So Reisha is a kasher Rav Nuna. Reisha kasher Rav Nuna said you chayiv a meiser and his affairs you potter meiser. But say for kasher ben Rav Nuna, they both say that it's considered a 7th year fruit and therefore you chayiv in beer. And he says you potter in beer. How can they argue with a Tana? It's actually machlekes Tanaim. The Tanaim we learned. Amar Rabbi Yosi Avtulmes Heyi. Rabbi Yosi said that Avtulmes testified once. Bishub Chamishas Kain in the name of 5 is a Kainim. Esig Achal Likitosa LeMaisa. They say that even though an Esig is equal to a tree we had yesterday, machlekes there on the level of so even though an Esig is similar to a tree, and therefore you look at when it blossoms, when it comes to Maisa, we could treat it like a vegetable. And we look at when you pick it. But Rabbi Seinu, so it's like this. Esig achaliki tosel maisa. But esig, when it comes to maisa, you look at the year you picked it. And but Rabbi Seinu nimna b'ushu, however, our rebbes, but that cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Nuna, because they say if it's a 6 year fruit, you chayiv maisa, potter maisa, and they all say it depends that you look at the time of blossom. So Rabbi Seinu nimnu b'usha, but our rebbes and usha v'omrun, they said achal likitosa. You always follow the likita. Ben lemaisa ben l'shviis. Sorry.
Changes the gear,
nimnu. They said nimnu b'usha. Nimnu b'omrun. Okay. Now what? That you always go that an esig is like a vegetable, and you always go after the likita side when you talk about shmita say maisa. Who? How did shmita get in him? Shviis man kashmir. Who mentioned shmita at all? So the Gemara Chsuli Mech, a few words are missing. V'hachitah, this is how you should learn. Esrig, when it comes to, this is the Tanakhama. Esrig, of Tumuz V'Shem, Chamish is Kenim. An Esrig, when it comes to an Esrig, Achal L'Kitosel Maisa. When it comes to Maisa, you look at when you picked it. What about everything else about an Esrig? It's like a tree, like we had before. V'Achal Chanotel L'Gamilu, V'Achal Chanotel L'Shvis. When it comes to Shemitah, you look at the blossoming. So whichever year blossoming, that's a Shemitah. And whichever year picked it, that's how you do Maisa. Comes along, Rabbi Seinu Nim Nebusha, that Rebbe says, they conclude the Nusha. No, they say whether we follow Shemitah, whether we follow Maaser. So this is a new opinion. Yesterday we had either Esek completely compared to an Ilan in every respect that you go after when it blossoms. The other opinion said, no, you always go after blossoming except for Maaser. Here now you have opinion that you always go after the picking. So this is a third opinion. And Rabbi Seinu Nebusha is a third opinion. You always go after the picking. Achal Likitose, Bein Le Maaser, Bein Le Shvis. You always go after Likitose. And Rabbi Rav Nuna, who say you always go after the Chanotah, they hold like the Tanakhama here. You always go after the Chanotah. Not like Rabbi Gamliel, who makes a difference in Maaser Shviis. They hold a little different in Maaser Shviis. They hold you always go after. So we have one opinion that says you always go after Chanotah, which is Rabbi Gamliel. We have another opinion that says you always go after the Lakita, which is Rabbi Seinu Nebusha. And then you had. Rabbi Lezer says always go after Chanotah. And Rabbi Gamliel says no, in 3 things you go after the Chanotah, but when it comes to Maisa, you go after Lakita. And Rabbi goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Nuna. We have him a few times.
Yeah, he pops up, he's always giving Eidos to things.
He's a good man.
Well, the Rabbonim took his Eidos. So.
Exactly. Itma, we learned, Rabbi Yechon and Ishlakish Amri Tavayus, both Rabbi Yechon and Ishlakish, they both say that an Esrig Bar Shishi, Shenichnetel Shviz, if a 6 year Esrig that was picked in the 7th year, Lo Oilam Shishi, we look after when it was picked. You always go after it was picked. Ki also Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yechon, and when Ravin came along, he said, Rabbi Yechon, Esrig Bar Shishi, if an Esrig, a 6 year Esrig that blasted in the 6th year, Shenichnetel Shviz, that entered the 7th year, Afilu Kazayis. Even if it was a kezayis, The Nas is Kikar. Let's say the beginning of the seventh year was only merely the size of a Kazayis, and then it became giant. The size of a Kikar, still Chayavin Alem Hashem Tevel, because it's considered a sixth year fruit. We look at when it blossomed. Doesn't matter how small it was when it blossomed, and the majority of the fruit grew in the seventh year. We don't treat it like a seventh year fruit, we treat it like a sixth year fruit. We look at the time of, again, the time of blossoming for Maisa. This is like Rabba Mnuna. Look at the time of, for Maisa after blossoming. Tanabon, we learned. Elon Shechantu Peiroisa, if you have a tree, that the fruits blossom, Kaiden Tu Bishvat, they blossom before Tu Bishvat, and Miss Asid, and the Maisa you give, Elishan Shah, the previous year. Achat Tu Bishvat, if after Tu Bishvat, then Miss Asid, Elishan Shah, the next year. In other words, again, we look at the time of blossoming. For Maisa, again, like Rabbi Amnuna, and we're going like Rabbi Lezer. Okay, true. Yeah, Elon, yeah, you're right. You're right.
We were talking about a tree.
Yeah, but Esther, yeah, Esther might be an exception, yeah, because it grows on all waters, not just on rainwater. Amr Abn Chemya, and also because it stays in the tree for a long time. Says Abn Chemya, when do we say this? Elon, she'oizah shtei brichas. Brichas is really birds when they give birth to a flock. It's called the bricha. Shtei brichas means they have two periods that they give birth a year. So a tree, I guess, it has two brichas. The Gemara asks, if a tree has two brichas, then you go after when it blossoms. Says the Gemara, shtei brichas b'shana, two twice in the year. Shtei brichas agdatach, so what's that to do with trees? We're talking about fruits, not birds. Aleima ke'en shtei brichas, that's two seasons. Aval ilan, but what about a tree? Ha'oisa bricha achad, it only has one season. Ki going to call in palm trees, vezesim and olives, and charuvin and boxer, caribs. Afapi shachontu peiros saying kain b'shvat only have one season, even though they blossom before Tu B'Shvat. Mis asin l'shon abo, the maisa goes after when you pick it. Rashi, starting a little bit Rashi. Rashi lo'elam shishi is right in the middle of the page. Chayev is a maisa, maisa 6 year blossom, 7 year picked. You always treat like a 6 year after the blossoming. Chayev maisa p'tur on abir, and therefore you're not chayev shmit either because it's a 6 year fruit. Afilu is only a kazayis in the 6 year. Afilu la godl b'shishes elamat. It only grew a little bit the size of a zayis. Veruba godl b'shvias, and the majority of this fruit grew in the seventh year. Ad shenas is kicker the size of a kicker. Chayeves mishum tevel yechayev and tevel the baser chanot azlinan. We go after the chanot of the blossoming. Then he said. Then the next thing Rabbi Yechon said. This is all talking about if the shtei briches halkedata two briches ain loshes and noifel el ba'ifas briches a flock is only shy by birds. If you're taking the fruits from a shayvich, mafriach habricha reshayni, you chase away the first flock. So we answer ke'ein shtevel two seasons. She'ain pei reishiv nigmarin ka'achas. What do you mean like two seasons? It doesn't mean literally two seasons on a tree. It means that it doesn't all grow in the same week. You know, a lot of fruits they all become ripe and they all grow in the same time. Here it's constant. She'ain pei reishiv nigmarin ka'achas. They all don't get complete in the same time. If they all get complete in the same time, so then you go after when
one brecha.
Yeah, it's like one brecha. But if it you know, 1 week here and a few weeks later another group, then it's like two brechas. And if it's two brechas, we're not going to go after this. We're going to go after the lekita when you pick it. Rashi she'ain pei reishiv nigmarin ka'achas. I don't often get going to einim figs. I mean, gabi kidneys meterch shasuyin parach. We said before by kidneys. What did we say the time for kidneys is when it takes shadish in the ground? Why? Because you don't pick it all in one season. You pick it so many times. How you're gonna get confused? What's the old? What's the new? So therefore, we say over there as soon as they take roots, because they all take root at the same time. It's not a question of picking it. Avol Ilan next Rashi sheperoyz of nikat yech. But if you have a tree that they all get picked at the same time, basa lekita az linabu. So he says here. But a tree that they all get picked at the same time, then we'll take what? If it's only one brecha, we will take go after the picking. When do we say that we go after the chanota and all that? When do you go after the chanota? Because you can't go after the picking. Why can't you go after the picking? Because they all get ready at different times. They all get ready to be picked at different times. If they all get picked at different times, then how can you go after the picking? It'll be confusing. I know what's last year, what's this year. So therefore, we'll say we go after the chanota. But a tree that you all get picked at the same time, then better to choose the year based on the time that you pick it. No confusion, and this is a much more accurate time because this is when it's edible. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechon said, "Nohagu ha'om becharuvin." The people in the world follow Kirab Nechemya. They follow Rav Nechemya. Generally, the meaning out there is like Nechemya. That if it's only, if they all get picked at the same time, they're going to follow the picking. Not like I said that we follow the blossoming. In this kind of a case, we're going to follow the picking. The question, we paskin that should always go after the v'hesis. After the chanota, after the blossoming. So he said to them, if so, what about b'nei shuach? These are white figs. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but white figs. Comes out according to you that since you don't look at the that their Shemitah will actually, their Shemitah will be 2 years later. Takes 3 years to become ready. Since he actually, since we say that what, that you go after the blossoming, when did it blossom in the Shemitah year? When do you pick it? Usually it takes about 3 years till it finally gets ready. So it comes out that in the second year of the cycle, or the third year of the cycle, we're going to have fruits that we're going to treat like Shemitah. How does that work? Ishtiga didn't answer. Rashi. Shviya shalahen shniya. Shviya shalahen nahegiz b'shana shniya shal shmita. Their Shemitah will be not in the Shemitah year, not even the first year of the cycle, the second year of the cycle, to the first time. But why? They shall oisel shal shanim. Peidas ha-chointim ba-b'shviya. Those fruits are blossoming in the seventh year. Ein nigmarim. They're not complete. Ad shana shniya shal shmita. They're not complete until the second year of the cycle. V'anan baza chanotas linen. And we go after the chanota, after the blossoming. V'noga b'hu shviya. So it'll be shmita here. Says the Gemara.
The fruit's not going to be ready for a long time.
Exactly. Why Rabbi Yochanan say simply? Lamely, he said, "Amin l'cho anor am nechemya." I'm telling you, the people follow on the chemya, who says you look at the time of picking. The at amrili rabbanon. You bring me. You're telling me that. How can the people? Whatever it is, how can it be? We follow the rabbanon. The rabbanon say you go after the blossoming. The blossoming is shmitah, but the problem the second year of the cycle. But I'm telling you that people are following on the chemya, which is you look at every fruit. The status is when you pick it. So if it's picked in the second year of the cycle, we don't say it's a shmitah fruit. It's not a shmitah fruit. You look at the time whenever you picked it. Rashi. Sorry, that's the next one. You say to him, so why do you tolerate what these people are doing? These people are following the Chemi and they're eating the B'nai Shuach in the second year. It's wrong. Since the Halach is like the Rabbanon. And they say, you look at the blossoming with Shemitah. When it comes to the second year of the cycle, we need to tell them that Yishon Gai, this is a Shemitah fruit. Doesn't matter that the Chemi says that you look at the time of picking and the picking of the second year of the cycle should be mutter. But since the Halach is like the Rabbanon, they hold that you look at the time of when it blossomed, so that it began to bud. So therefore, we should tell the people that Shemitah, guys, stop eating its fruit.
So you could have this fruit, which takes 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. But according to us, that's the halacha. Since we have basa chanotas linen, that's the halacha. Why do we accept that they followed up the chemia?
So these b'nai shuach is very hard to keep track of. You have to remember 2 years later, I can't eat this fruit.
Yeah, Hartman, that's the halacha. That's what Taylor says. Says the Gemara, the Shlokish should have asked Rabbi Yechim, Malay Malaysia said to him, Kamin l'cha, Rabbi Yechim said to Shlokish, Kamin l'cha nog. I'm not saying this is the right thing. I'm saying, but this is the meaning. That's what they do. V'atom li Yisuda, and you're telling me that it's Asir. Rashi, V'atom li Yisuda, the Asir l'mezib Asir l'kita. I agree with you, it's Asir. We both said that we go after Chanotah. Elo nog, I'm just telling what people are doing. So the Gemara says, what would help Rabbi Yechon to say that to the Shlokish? The Shlokish, right, we jump back. You know that this is us. You know the people are wrong. How can we say that when it's a Sheval Taisa? Here they're going and picking the fruits and eating it on Shavita. We should stop them. What do you mean, making a comment? Oh, the people are eating Bnei Shuach in second year because they followed on the Chemir that you look at the picking. What the Shlokish tying to Rabbi Yechon is, we should stop them because we know it's wrong. How come Yechon made a comment and he was happy? Says the Gemara. Why can't Rabbi Yechon answer the Shlokish? Ki amin lecha ano ma'isa. I and you both hold by ma'isa that you follow the year that was at a blossom. O becharuvin the rabbanon. The whole inyan of ma'isa by boxes on the rabbanon. And because the whole inyan of ma'isa is boxes on the rabbanon, we could be mekulin by Menei Shuach and say, what? You look at Gavta Lekita. Be mekul, make it easy. Like you just said, it's too difficult. And you, the Shlokish, are asking me a question from Din Matera. At Omne Li Shvi is the Raisa. You're asking me a question from Shemitah, which is the Raisa. You're right. When it comes to Din the Raisa, we follow the Chanata. But in B'nai Shuach, because it's so difficult, we'll be Mekel and follow the easy one. Rashi. So why did Rabbi Yechon keep quiet? They should have answered, as long as that. Shavkin lebit me, saying, I'm right to Elo, Rababa, Koyin, Timehani. In fact, I'm now wondering for Kert. Im Taki, Heshir, Shlok, the Chubazu. I'm wondering if Shlok even asked this question. What was his question? He had a tie to Rabbi Yechon, how can you make his comment that the people who are in second year Shemitah are eating the Bnei Shua? Could they follow the Hastas? They follow Rabbi Nechemya. That was his question. What's his question? It's the whole thing is Rabban anyway. It's too hard 2 years after Shemitah to have another thing of Shemitah, so therefore we're Mekel. What was Shlok's question? I find it hard to believe Shlok even asked the question. A meshiva, and even if he asked the question, so we just slugged it up. Ela ema, and my God, Shlok just asked the question. What we're wondering is, im kibla Rabbi Yechon kibla, did Rabbi Yechon, when he kept quiet, is it a sign that he accepted what Shlok said, or he didn't bother even answering it because such an obvious difference, and leave me alone, Rashi. Im kibla v'haydi ishtik mishun lo yadlo, don't know what the answer. Or im like kibla v'haydi ishtik mishun lo yich beslay, didn't bother him. Like dummy mass of peiris ilan d'rabban, fruits are only d'rabban. Lachmudi bo kishvi d'raisa, what do you mean? Machlish d'raisa? Doesn't make sense. Tomorrow starts a much more.